To save the city, they had to destroy it. This is the grim reality people in Syria are absorbing as they cast their eyes over the largely destroyed ancient city of Palmyra today. Syrian troops, with the support of Russian airstrikes, successfully recaptured the ancient Roman city after nearly a year of occupation by the self-proclaimed Islamic State. In July of 2014, the Association for the Protection of Syrian Archaeology collected photographs of destruction at the Temple of Bel in Palmyra. That was even before ISIS captured the city in May of 2015. ISIS cared little for the pre-Islamic history of Palmyra, and as regime soldiers closed in, the Islamic State blew what remained of 2,000-year-old temples, arches, and tombs. Amr al-Azam is former director of science and conservation laboratories at the Department of Antiquities in Syria. Now he is an associate professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio and identifies as a member of the Syrian opposition. He's heartbroken by what he has seen.
Well, obviously, Palmyra has strategic importance for both ISIS and the regime. It straddles an important crossroads. From there, you can take the highway straight to Deir ez-Zor, which counts as an important supply line for ISIS and would be an important route that the regime would like to take back if they're able to then advance onto the city of Deir ez-Zor and relieve their besieged enclave over there. It also, from there, you can also head towards the Iraqi border. And again, the loss of Palmyra for ISIS means that they've now lost access to that end of the Iraqi border as well.
In terms of antiquities, I remember the destruction of the Mostar Bridge during the Balkans conflict and how demoralizing that was. And it's been rebuilt, but nevertheless, an irreparable loss. What's your assessment of that?
Obviously, you know, the loss of the iconic monuments at Palmyra, such as the Temple of Bel, the Arch of the Triumph, the funerary towers, the Temple of Baal Shamin, all of these are really important and very iconic and highly recognizable buildings in Palmyra. And particularly in the case of the Temple of Bel, I don't think, just from the early photos that we've just recently seen, I don't think there's any possibility of actually reconstructing that from the original stone. And it's probably, if any reconstruction takes place, it will have to be primarily with new material. And whilst you may get something up there, it will not be the same.
You're someone who we've spoken with on many occasions about the humanitarian disaster in Syria. I know that this antiquities domain is also very, very important to you. Help me to understand emotionally what you're going through in balancing and combining both of these losses.
Look, there's this binary that seems to be out there that somehow you have to care about one or the other. And you know, most people say to you, well, how can you care about stones and buildings and monuments when there's this terrible humanitarian catastrophe that's unfolding before your very eyes? And for me, I mean, personally, I reject this binary. I don't think it's accurate at all. I think if you care about the Syrian people, if you care about the humanitarian catastrophe, then you also have to care about the history that goes with these people and represents these people. And to somehow suggest that there is no connection between the two is wrong. People without their history are a lost people. And in the same way that this cultural heritage without the people it represents, it's just dead. Inanimate stones that might as well just sit in a museum and mean nothing. So the two are very intricate, very, very closely linked, and I think will play a very important role in the future once this conflict ends, and it will end one day, and people are going to want to look at common denominators that they can reach across and try to find some way of reconciling their differences, and this shared common history will, I think, prove to be very valuable in that.
Amr al-Azam is an associate professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio.